From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton is calling on the FBI to release all of the facts of its investigation into emails related to her use of a private server while Secretary of State. On Friday, FBI Director James Comey said his agency had learned of the existence of emails that appear to be pertinent to the investigation of Clinton. He said that agents will examine the emails to see if they contain classified information and to assess their importance to the FBI's inquiry. Reports have said the emails came to light as part of the FBI's investigation into former New York Congressman Anthony Weiner's sexting scandal. Weiner's estranged wife, Huma Abedin, was Clinton's chief of staff and is a key player in her campaign. Speaking Friday evening, Clinton said the FBI needs to let the American people know all the facts.
You know, we've heard these rumors. We don't know what to believe, and I'm sure there will be even more rumors. That's why it is incumbent upon the FBI to tell us what they're talking about. Because right now, your guess is as good as mine, and I don't think that's good enough.
Meanwhile, Republican nominee Donald Trump said the new information is evidence of what he called Clinton's corruption. Speaking to a cheering crowd in Maine, Trump said the new investigation is a chance for the FBI to correct what he called a big mistake.
This is the biggest political scandal since Watergate, and I'm sure that it will be properly handled from this point forward. Thank you.
The revelations came 11 days before voters go to the polls to elect the president. The FBI had launched an investigation into Clinton's email server last year, but closed it in July after concluding she had not committed any crime. This is VOA News. Syrian rebel groups say they began a large-scale offensive in Aleppo Friday to break the government's siege on neighborhoods in the eastern part of the divided city. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said that rebel shelling in West Aleppo Friday killed 15 civilians and wounded 100 others. The Syrian government said it had beaten back attacks from both rebel forces and Islamic State militants near Aleppo. More than 275,000 people have been under siege for months in the eastern part of the city. The UN Human Rights Office says that Iraqi civilians are increasingly being used as pawns by the Islamic State in its battle for the city of Mosul. The UN Human Rights Office says Islamic State militants have been forcing people living in the outskirts of the city out of their homes and pushing them into the city to be used as human shields. Human rights spokeswoman Ravina Shamdasani says that the Islamic State has abducted nearly 47,000 people and forced them at gunpoint into strategic locations.
Many of those who refused to comply were shot on the spot. And even among those who did comply, many of them, including 190 former ISF officers and 42 other civilians, were shot dead.
Shamdasani says the cruel behavior is provoking revenge killings of people suspected of being members of Islamic State. She says the High Commissioner for Human Rights is urging people to refrain from vigilante justice and treat captured IS fighters in accordance with international human rights law. An American Airlines passenger jet caught fire at Chicago's O'Hare International Airport Friday, forcing an emergency evacuation of passengers and closing several runways. American Airlines said the Boeing 767 was preparing to take off for Miami when it experienced an engine-related mechanical issue, causing the pilot to abort the takeoff. Black smoke and flames poured out of one of the plane's engines. Evacuation slides inflated on the sides of the fuselage. A Native American tribe and other activists opposed to a multi-billion-dollar oil pipeline project in North Dakota have vowed to continue their fight. Police, that is, say the pipeline is being built on private property that has been occupied by the Native Americans. Pipeline opponents say that it will put the local water supply at risk and damage areas sacred to the local Standing Rock Sioux Indian tribe. The U.S. Commerce Department says the nation's economy grew 2.9% in the third quarter of this year, the fastest pace in 2 years. Economists say the relatively positive report makes it more likely the central bank will raise interest rates. For more, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.